Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The flu season off to an unusually aggressive and early start, and one strain being blamed for lots of early flu cases. Will your flu shot work this year? Did you even get one? We start with an early and unwelcome house guest for the holidays, the flu. Dr. Angela Campbell is an infectious disease specialist at the Center for Disease Control. So is this particularly early, and if so, why?
I don't know if I can answer the why question for you, but thanks for having me. It is actually quite a bit earlier than we've seen in recent seasons. The last time that we had a flu season take off this early was actually in 2003, 2004, so about 16 years ago. It's not unprecedented, but we haven't seen this much flu activity this early for quite a while.
What does it usually mean? Is the peak earlier and we just have a normal season? It just shifts, or is it just going to be more drawn out?
Well, these are all really good questions. I'm impressed by flu every year because it changes, and so we really don't know. I would say that even though the season seems to be starting early, it's not necessarily more severe than we might expect. We do have forecasting that predicts there's about a 40% chance the peak will be in December, which would be quite a bit earlier than it's been for recent seasons. That doesn't necessarily mean it will be more drawn out, but we just don't know. Often we actually see flu seasons start with what we call influenza A viruses, and then they're followed by influenza B viruses. But this year the season is starting with influenza B viruses, which is unusual.
Okay, so is influenza B viruses, do they tend to be more severe? And I guess the most important question, is this year's vaccine, does it cover that virus?
Mm-hmm. They don't actually necessarily tend to be more severe. I would say it really is who you are. So the last influenza B predominant season was in 1992 and 1993, so it was a long time ago. We tend to see B viruses every year, and it kind of depends if you're a child or an adult or an older adult, whether you're more likely to be more ill with B. So typically in B virus predominant seasons, we see a lot more hospitalizations in younger children. Again, it's a little too early to say, although I can say that in children and adults up to about age 24, we're seeing mostly B viruses, but in older adults, 65 and older, right now we're actually seeing a lot of influenza A, H3N2 viruses. So every flu virus is actually circulating right now.
Yeah, and the vaccine, does it cover it?
Does the vaccine cover it? Well, it's too early for me to tell you that, we have no reason to think that it will not. We really don't have enough data to answer the question of how well the vaccine is working until later in the season. It's usually January or later until we can look at the data that we have. But right now, from everything that we've seen, we have no reason to think that the vaccine won't protect, and that is really truly the best way to reduce the risk from flu and complications. It's not too late to get vaccinated.
How do you choose what goes into the vaccine with all these different things circulating and it changing every year? It's just like your best educated guess?
It's a committee of people from the WHO and the CDC, and every year they get together twice a year and choose the vaccine strains that should go into the Northern Hemisphere vaccine and then the Southern Hemisphere vaccine. And it is based on what viruses circulate the most in a given season and what they think is going to continue to circulate, you know, several months later.
So we had a probably typical conversation here in the office that I think is probably reflected all over the United States. And I'm curious what you would tell the following people, the ones who say, I'm not getting a flu shot because I never get one. Then there are those who say, I'm not getting a flu shot because I once did and I got the flu. And then you have those who say, well, I'm not getting the flu shot because I'm relying on herd immunity.
Oh, you hit on a lot of good points there. I would say that we have evidence to suggest that every year the vaccine works The effectiveness of the vaccine is between about 40% and 60%, which means it reduces your risk of having illness that takes you to the doctor with flu by about half every year. For some viruses, that's higher. For some, it's lower. People are always going to get illnesses during the winter season. It may or may not have been the flu. The other thing I would really point out is that the vaccine protects against four influenza viruses. And so even if you get the flu from one of the viruses in the vaccine, we still think it provides protection. It still will provide protection against the other viruses. And we also have evidence to show that if you do get flu after you've been vaccinated, it may actually be less severe than if you hadn't had the vaccine.
Dr. Angela Campbell, infectious disease specialist, Centers for Disease Control.